Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and you are in the building with the Inner Circle. We are back. We're all here and ready to go. So we have our ladies here. Everybody go around and say, hey, what's going on, Miss Steph? Is everything all right with you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm back and glad to be back. So I'm here in the building, ready to get the discussion on.
We got April in the building.
Hey, what's going on?
All right. Miss Shantae back from her vacation.
Feeling great.
All right. Well, we're going to jump right in and get started on these topics. First thing we're going to talk about, when is a man too much man? So first, let's start that off with trying to understand what is a manly man. What's the definition? So we'll start out with you, Miss Shantae.
Oh, I just pulled up the definition too,
and I was about to do the same thing.
But one part of it was someone as brave, courageous, bold, daring, heroic, masculine, strong, rugged, tough, powerful. None of those, it doesn't say controlling in there at all. But I think a manly man is someone that is a good leader, someone who's able to lead. They don't need the direction. They don't need a whole bunch of direction. It's just someone that doesn't remind you at all of female or just feminine tendencies. That's just for me.
I'm looking at a definition as well, too, and it's from the Urban Dictionary. It says, a man who is comfortable in his own skin but does not use skincare products. Oh. Right. Someone who drives a vehicle with muscles. I'm sorry. Drives a vehicle with muscles but knows where to draw the line. It said, you won't need a ladder to get to him. Is it a man who loves a woman but not all at the same time? See player. Definition. Someone who is protective but not overly aggressive. Prefers big dog over cats. Masculine. And macho.
Like no.
A heterosexual. Period. Soap question mark Irish Spring, of course. So that is the definition in the Urban Dictionary of a manly man.
So basically, they saying he can't use a little Bath and Body Works sweet pea.
No. He can't. He can't be in a bath.
He definitely cannot get his eyebrows arched. Right. No.
Okay. Nail polish?
No.
Not even clear?
No.
He might want it to shine. No.
Mm-mm. No. That's too much for me.
You're doing a bit much. You're doing a bit much if you're polishing your nails. I'm just saying. Now, manicures, maybe. Maybe.
But no clear polish after the manicure.
No,
just clean it up.
Yeah, just clean it up. And
just a little buff.
Be done.
Matter of fact, let your woman do it. Don't even go to the shop.
But wait a minute. What about the pedicure?
No.
He can't get a pedicure. About the pedicure. I mean, I know some people need them, but
listen to this.
Don't be talking
about. My husband won't get one. He need one, but he won't get one.
Listen to this. Well, when I was getting one a couple weeks ago, I just thought this was hilarious.
Oh.
So I'm soaking my feet, you know, chair going, getting my massage. I look across the room, this guy getting a pedicure. I don't have no problem with that. If a man want to get a pedicure, that's their business. They need it, that's their business. But what I thought was hilarious was, you know how they lift your feet up to scrape under the bottom? Yeah, I don't know. He had an ankle bracelet on.
See? That would not be a definition of a manly man.
No.
House arrest bracelet. I was going to say, let me clear that up.
House arrest.
I was about to say, he wearing anklets.
No, house arrest. I'm like,
oh, my.
Okay. So I try to look over there again. So now it's making me look upwards. Because I was just looking at his legs and his feet.
Cause now you got to see what he looked like.
Yeah.
See what ex-con it is.
I mean, he was tatty up. Neck tatty all the way down. I said, wow, this is funny. I thought it was hilarious.
But men are getting into it, but it's just,
But then I saw another one over there. He was getting one too with orange polish. So
on his toes?
Yes, and he had his hands was orange too.
Okay, now that's going that's too far. Different. Now I don't have a problem with men.
And he wasn't tatty either.
See? You never know. I don't have a problem with men getting pedicures.
Yes.
They can get, you know what I mean? They want their feet to be soft because I don't want you scraping across me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, if I'm going to get a pedicure, you may go get a pedicure too. So we both can be soft, you know?
I'm just going to quote something my grandma used to always say. And I'm just going to cut out some of the explicit.
Yes, please do.
She said she ain't want no ninja prettier than her. Amen. In a mirror more than she is.
My grandma's
trying to fix their hair.
So. I totally get it. I think though, if being a manly man, there's lines that you can draw. Like you said, you can get to the point where you're controlling.
Yeah.
And some women may think that that's a manly man. Personally, I don't know what to do. And then they looking at you like, I need you to do everything. Or, you know, also having real life situation, not being able to make a decision about life in general.
Right.
I got to be the one to make your decision. I'm not saying this by my husband. Let me clear that up. I know people.
You talk about like that alpha right. male.
I got a manly man. but, you know, just not being able to, you know, make any decisions about life, not knowing which way to go without a woman's direction or somebody directing him in a form or fashion to say, this is what you need to do next. Here's where you need to go now. This is what you need. Okay, it's time for you to move from this job and move to this job. At some point, you're going to have to take some accountability and just be like, you know what? I know I have a family. This is what I need to do. I need to step up. I need to do what I got to do.
Right.
Some men, I find that they just don't have that quality. And to me, that takes away from your manhood. If a woman has to direct you, if you don't know any better, you know, and then too, some men don't have a male role model to show them how to be a good husband, how to be a good father, how to be a good, you know, right. provider, and, you know, things like that. So, you know, but at some point, when do you take accountability for that and say, you know, I didn't have a role model, but okay, let me try to figure this out.
Right. And then some people, like you said, they start to think that the controlling, and that's the being a man, telling you what to do just right. to an extreme, which it turns to be a kind of abusive.
Right.
Even. And people think, women sometimes think like, oh, he loves me because yeah. he's crazy jealous.
I think that's twisted.
If I leave out the house.
Right. That is a twisted concept. April, what you think about that?
I don't know. You know, I just don't like the control part of it. I mean, I think, like everyone said, a one that can make decisions and, you know, take lead, can talk, you know, talk to their daughters and stuff
exactly.
about what to expect. Like, my husband just had that conversation with the 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to sit down and be able to talk to them, like, this is what boys think when they say this, mm-hmm. this is what they really mean.
Right.
You know, just schooling her early so when that time come, you know, she be aware.
Right.
So I think if you can, all that plays into being a manly man.
Right.
Minus the control aspects of it.
Right.
Now, if you feel like you gotta have control all the time, you the only one can make decisions, you too manly for me.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't that be a good leader? Couldn't that be a good leader?
Yeah, that can be a good leader, but it's to the level that you take it. You know,
so
what
like
I'm
not a 1950s leader.
No.
Yeah.
Because we in 2015, and you have to work together. You know, you got to work together side by side. That's
well,
my
when
thing.
Does submission come in?
Right.
For the woman.
Yeah.
Don't cringe. Do we need to talk about something?
You know.
She gave us that face like.
You just see it.
That's something I believe. I'm still in working on that part right there. I mean, like I said before, you know, you have to have something to submit to.
Right. Right.
But you have to also be willing to submit.
Right.
So that's true. I think that's something that cons with being married, because you only submit when you're married. If you ain't married, you don't have to submit.
Right.
You don't have to do that. But being married, I think that it's something that grows. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you was raised by the father, you never saw that side. It's something that you have to learn years of being married.
Exactly.
Because especially if you come from a background of strong women, you know, that always took charge. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to, go back, or fall back a little. Because you're so used to being or seeing the woman in charge all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think that probably will come over growing. I don't know about the years, how long it's going to take, because, it's different for everybody. it might take 5 years, 15, 20, 50. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But I just think
take 50 years.
It's a process.
It's almost over at that point.
It's a process. No. You know, we was at that marriage thing with Kim a couple years back, and I had an older couple there. I think they had been married like 50 years. And she said it took her a good minute how to shut her mouth.
It's hard.
Yeah, I ain't got there yet.
It's
so
hard. I think all of us as younger women and being in marriages or being in relationships, it does take a lot of time to kind of learn how to submit.
Yeah.
That's not something that I think that we're just, especially African American women, aren't just made up to, okay, whatever you say. Well, some of us, I'm not going to say, I can't speak for everybody. But I also believe that if you're married and you're making that covenant with God, you know that there are certain protocols that you just have to follow.
Right.
If you're following your marriage vows, if you are serious about your marriage and making it want to work, me being with my husband, as long as I've been with him for 20 some years, there are a lot of areas where I have problems submitting in.
Right.
But there are some things I'm comfortable submitting in. I'm like, you know what? I know he has this. He got it. You know, so I'm going to submit. I'm going to let you do what you do. But, I think, too, it's a learning process. You have to, like you said, years of being able to communicate and kind of figure out things and say, okay, well, Lord, I know I need to keep my mouth shut. It's hard. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right. It's not going to happen on honeymoon night. It ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen. It's
for
a process.
For some women, it might.
No, I don't think with no women that you're not going to be submissive. Even if you got a control freak and you like to be controlled, it's at some point, you're not going to do everything they tell you to do. You may sneak around and do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? I can't see that.
Or it's going to turn into hatred. Or you're going to bottle it up where you feel like you can't say anything. And then it turns into something different.
Right. And that's like the lines when you start creeping into the lines of cheating.
Right.
Because if you that controlling and I can't talk to you, but my coworker,
you start looking for something
else.
Right.
I can talk to him so easily. Mm-hmm. But I come home, I can't talk because you're going to slap me upside my head or however.
Well, that's not a man.
Ooh, that's abuse. That's abuse.
You know what I'm saying? I can't talk to you.
That's a whole nother topic.
Right. So I'm going to start feeling more comfortable talking to this or friend or his friend, whoever.
You're really going to get beat down when you get caught doing that.
Right. So, I don't think, like you said, you can't. I don't think no woman can be completely submitted when they first get married.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a process.
Well, I don't know. Because I think, like what you said, with most of African American women, like, we can't do it. And it just made me think of, like, why can't we submit
and other races do.
I'll tell you why. It's the lack of the family structure, because always raised with
we're the ones doing it.
When April said earlier, it goes back to most, when you can't say not all of them, because some people are raised around their father or whatever, but most women usually come from a household with other women, and that's what you saw. So you saw my mom worked two jobs and took care of house. My grandma worked her job, took care of house. My aunties, my cousins, everybody did it. Don't need no man. So therefore, for a man to come around, it's like, I can do that on my own. I don't need you for that. So where does that?
And I'm gonna say this too. That is all true because it's called the absence of the black man in the family structure. So that's why it's hard for a woman to submit, especially black women, because most of the time, like you said, you got generations.
You're right.
Exactly. Grandma, great grandma, aunties, and whoever running the show.
And like with that, you know, with now, I mean, a lot of, you know, the generations now, the grandmothers are young. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of us, we don't know the great grandmas, the ones that did submit. We don't see that now. You know what I'm saying? Right. So therefore, we have nothing to model ourselves after but what we see.
Right.
And then what we see is my mama who took care of everything. So my dad wasn't there to do this or do that. So I don't need it. You know what I'm saying? Either.
Right.
Now, where does that line go where you have to differentiate when it's time to submit versus him being controlling? Because in the midst of the conversation, we're talking about how, you know, if he tell you to do something or whatever, it's time to submit. But how can you tell the difference between it being I need to submit to my husband versus him trying to control me like he my daddy?
Right, exactly.
Because
right.
if you think everything is being controlled, you know how some people can be combative. Mm-hmm. Because how can you say you want a manly man, mm-hmm. but you don't want them telling you anything that turn into, so you want someone that you can fight with? You know what I mean? Right, I know some people into that, you know. Right.
Yeah, they get off. They right. get yeah, off on yeah, that. Right. It's I really know, get off so on that. Good that, argument.
Right. Is that what you want? Like, you know, just butting right. heads.
So
all
what
the
do
time.
You mean about when you say submit? Are you mean like to what? What like what are you what submitting
I
mean, to? So,
like, I'm not talking about like because I have an issue when everyone's saying tell you what to do.
Like that's making you cringe.
Yeah, it's like no, like we're but no, I mean like if. Just trusting that person to make the decision,
right?
And you just accepting that decision, like is everything a fight? If you feel like he has it, he, you know, he can take care of this finance. He's proven himself,
exactly.
Or do you ever allow him to
prove it? He has to prove himself right. at some point.
Yeah,
in
you
time.
Always. I mean, that's the point of the wife is being the partner on the side and having her husband back. You gonna always let them have the head or the leeway.
And that's what the Bible right. says, that the man
you
is the
You just gotta
head.
Be ready to right. always, like I say, like we said before, I have just, a plan yep. C. Because yep. in case they plan A doesn't work, it's our job to make sure that everything is still run right. correctly. Because right. at the end of the day, right. so therefore, even though the husband is taking the lead, you still have to be prepared or have preparation to, in case something happened.
And that goes to being a helpmeet.
Right.
That's, you know, like we talked about last, that's part of our job. Well, that is our job. It's not to, you know, take that front, you know, that front seat and not necessarily being like we're in the back seat, but we are supposed to be their backbone.
Right.
There to help and
right.
strengthen them. So if it comes a case where, you know, you got to let them, like we talked about last time, sometimes you got to let them go and you're like, I know that's not going to work, but yeah.
Sometimes okay, you got to follow their face and
it's
realize
like, okay,
that it's not going to
But you
work.
Be in the back, okay, let me make this call, mm-hmm. let me move this around, let me do this. And it's like, oh, it didn't work. Oh, it's okay. Because here
this.
Go,
How
what
about
this?
And they said, oh, for real? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do that anyway.
And you right. got to deliver it in a way where it's not like it's your idea.
Ideal.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? And
exactly.
you can't do the... Oh well,
I told you. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, there now
it's hard though.
It's I'm about to say
it's hard. It's hard.
Now there's sometimes
it is hard. That's why I say it's a process.
It's hard.
It ain't
it's
just
hard.
Happening yes. on honeymoon night.
Because there
it's
is sometimes you gotta be like, bite your lip because
right.
it's like I know I told you.
Right.
But I honestly think they know. But it's like, oh, I hope she won't say nothing. I mean, you gotta pick and choose your battles.
I think I look at my parents and in my situation, my husband's mother and father have been married almost, well, 40 years, I should say. My parents have been married 42 years. My grandparents were married 38, 40 years before my grandfather passed. His grandparents were married. So we grew up, both of us, in that family structure mm-hmm. where there was a man, there was a woman, the man worked, they did what had to do. But on my side of the family, it seemed to be a little different. Like I look at different marriages to kind of mm-hmm. gauge, you know, especially older couples to see how did you do 40 years with the same person?
Right.
How did you, you know, what's the key? What is it that made this marriage work? Mm-hmm. And I look at my parents and I kind of laugh because our parents are polar differences of each other. They're opposites. My mother is the strong one. She's the, my dad, like I said, he's a man. He's a manly man. My mom submits, but she also has that pushback. She's like, well, okay, I might let you go ahead and do it, but we gonna talk about this. We gonna figure this out. And I'm not gonna do this, or I may not do that. But in the end, she'll end up, you know, mm-hmm. going with him. His mother, on the other hand, is a minister, married to his dad. And she submits to whatever
he says.
Now, for me, it's almost conflicting because I'm like, okay, so should I submit? Should I push
everything,
back?
Right.
Should I say something? Should I not say something? I look at my grandmother and
right,
grandfather.
I'm going to say, you sound like you like your mom.
Yeah, I am. I'm a lot like my mom. But see, he's a lot like his dad. His
right.
dad is very, he was the provider. He's the person that, hey.
So when y'all came together, you came together, you took two strong parts. You brought
alpha male,
your mother.
Alpha female.
And he brought his father.
Exactly.
So in that sense, y'all gotta learn how to fall back, both of you know
yeah.
what I'm gonna take from my parents and what I'm gonna leave. And what,
exactly,
you know,
and
what
I
I'm
think,
gonna take from my parents and what I'm gonna leave.
And I think that's the issue. It's like too, when in that era, yeah, it's okay. You had a dad that pretty much controlled everything, bought clothes, you know, bought the houses, bought the cars, told you what to do, how to do it. You know, really, she really didn't have to work. My mom, on the other hand, worked for 38 years, mm-hmm. and she retired. My dad was out on disability, so my mom was always the one that's, and she came from strong black women.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My grandmother was a strong black woman. She, I mean, they marched in Selma, you know, with Martin Luther King. So it was it's so many different aspects of who I am and who he is, and sometimes we bump heads a lot
yeah.
on a lot of different things. And I think too, when we were talking about submitting, it's a, like I said, it's a process, but there's also different perspectives on what submitting means.
Right.
And it doesn't always mean that you have to fold and say, all right, you know, and you know, and I feel like that. I know we talked about that last time. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, sometimes when you know, you hear a plan, you're like, okay, well, I know this is not going to work. It's like, okay, should I, is that the point where I submit and I say, okay, I'm gonna just let us fall. Especially if we have children. Now, if it's just me and you, that's a different story. But when we have little people that we're responsible for, and we make a decision that could be detrimental to the house, as the wife, what do you do? Do you step up and say, no, this is not gonna work because this is gonna hurt us. This is gonna put us in a bad position. Or do you, like you said, have a plan A, B, and C, and then you like, okay, but then does that make you bitter at that point? Where it's like, okay, I see a lot of older marriages and the woman is bitter because she's like, okay, well, I never did what I wanted to do when I, you know, because of you, because you told me to do this and I'm doing this. Now, you know, you 60, 70 years old and you looking back at your life and like, okay, well, what did I accomplish, you know, with this man?
But I think
and some people just stay together to be together.
And a lot of people do, but I think it's with who you're with, because I mm-hmm. feel like if you're with a person that truly loves you mm-hmm. and they're going to want you to prosper as much as they are prospering. So if someone is constantly telling you not to do you, besides maybe some person out here still mm-hmm. that wants you to be a stay-at-home mom and take care of the kids, it ain't
my situation,
right? I don't know, it might be though,
uh-huh.
but if someone's constantly telling you no, 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 and to keep you down, mm-hmm. I think it's just depends on the situation and who you're dealing with.
Right.
And then you have to check the motives of the person.
Right.
Because sometimes people will say, well, no, I don't want you to do that. And it's because they're afraid
they have
of you.
Motive.
Right.
Stepping out the bubble.
Right.
I call it stepping out the bubble.
Or just mm-hmm. getting out there and rising
figuring
above
out
them.
That it's other things yeah. out there. I know my brother and I talk about this. My brother is 34 and he is single. And I always ask him, I'm like, why don't you ever, he always tells me, I'm never getting married. I'm never getting married. And for the life of me, I'm like, okay, well, you were raised in the same household I was raised in. So why wouldn't you value marriage? And his simple answer to me was that I don't want to be tied to something that may not work. For me, I'm like, okay, what does that mean? You know, when you say tied to something, you know, marriage is hard work. And I tell anybody that's looking to get married or want to get married or whatever, you know, you got to put in the work for your marriage to last. Mm-hmm. But you also have to deal with different personalities. You have to deal with, you know, conflict. You have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to, you know, be able, as a woman, you have to be able to know when to say, I'm going to talk, when I'm not going to talk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think
that's
too,
our hardest part.
Especially for us. And that's, I think that's a really difficult part to do, especially when you know that it's something that's affecting the family. You know, with us as Black women, a lot of times it's hard not to step up and say something when you know that maybe that might not be the right decision for the family. And you sit back. And then a lot of times I look at it like this too. I look at some of the older couples that have been married for a while. It's like, you know, well, if you had, you kind of hear it throughout the marriage. Well, you made this decision, that's why we like this. You made this decision, that's why we like that. You know, that's not going to work either.
But then you got to look at, because you keep saying like older couple, because you know, back like years ago,
back in the day, right?
You know, the woman really didn't have a say.
Right.
You
that's
know,
true. That
it
is
was
true.
Like, I go to work, I make the money, you stay home and you run a household.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of them are bitter, or maybe bitter, because they didn't get a chance to go out and do life.
Right, right.
But in the time that we're living in now, it's a whole different ball game.
Right.
You have to be able to say,
right,
or compromise, or, well, let me see what you think about that, how you see it. Sometimes see the vision through their eyes.
Right.
And vice versa, they have to see the vision through your eyes.
Right.
And then you'll get a better understanding, or he'll get a better understanding, mm-hmm, of where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. But let me always say, explain to me your mind setting.
Right.
What are you thinking about? How are you thinking about that?
Right.
Because I don't understand. Because if I don't understand, I don't understand. I need for you to make me understand.
And I was going to say, then that's where it come in.
Yeah.
Well, make me understand, because like when we were talking and you know, it's like what I was thinking about is like what April was saying. You don't understand how I feel this not going to work. And then he don't understand how you know what I'm saying? So then now that goes to, it needs to be some type of communication.
Right.
And like we talked about last time, a lot of times everything go back to communication, because I don't have a problem with submitting to you, but you can't just make a decision without me.
Exactly.
We're in this together. It's exactly going to affect our family, our household. There is no me or my or I. It's mm-hmm ours.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if you have a vision, like April said, help me understand a vision.
That's right.
The conversation, let me ask questions, because I need to be secure, and I need to feel secure. It goes back to part of the definition, being a leader and being strong and being able to take care of your household.
Right.
But you can't just come off the whim and, oh, I got a bright, you know, the light bulb went off, I got this idea.
Right.
Okay, well, let's talk about
it.
Yeah.
We going to do it.
Like, no. Let's talk about it.
Right.
Let's sit down and talk about it. And it go both ways, because sometimes, you know, as women, we feel like, oh, this going to work, this is that. We need to sit down. You have to explain it to your spouse. You know, when y'all, like Stephanie was saying, when you get in a marriage, it's hard work. And a lot of times it's not just about sex, or it's not just about,
exactly,
you know,
that is
going
true
out and all that stuff. But there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff, you know, a lot of conversations that have to be mm-hmm had.
A lot of hard conversations that have to be
necessary
had. That's true. That is very true.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you get into, you know, a deep conversation. It might be some screaming. It might be some crying and all of that happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, let's come together and figure this out, because
exactly
we're in this together.
Exactly. I use the term with my husband quite a bit, and it irritates him to no end. But I use the term, walk me through your thought process.
Right.
That's it. Your mindset.
Let me understand. Right. Show me your vision. Tell me what it is you think, or what are you thinking about how this is. So my,
exactly,
like I said, my term is walk me through what you want to do.
But like, and
some
and
men,
that's
some
it
men can't they can't communicate that. Then it get aggravated.
But
when
you need to, it's just like if you was, it's just like if you were salesman, you gonna sell it to me.
Exactly.
Sell it to me. You're not gonna just bring that Kirby
I
machine
like that
in here and tell me to pay $400 for this back. you gonna need to sell it to me.
You going to show me what it does.
So you right. Whatever, all the stops, you need to pull them out. Mm-hmm. You better sit down, pull your business plan, whatever it is you need to do. And then when you come back to me, you gonna need to sell it to me, because if I'm gonna invest my $5 in that Kirby, you gonna have to talk to me, because I can go buy a Hoover for $30 at Walmart. Exactly.
And I feel like it's gonna work just as well. It'll be all right.
Exactly. So I mean, hey, that's a good one. I like that.
Right.
It's a different man submitted and then being a doormat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I always say that, and that's gonna be our little next little marriage thing whenever I get it together. What's the difference between being submissive or being a doormat? Because it's a difference.
It's a big difference.
And sometimes men, you know,
give it to us real.
Not to sound like I'm always beating up on a man.
This the woman show.
But sometimes men, they take that scripture of a woman being submissive in the Bible and take it over heel.
They do.
And it's over heel. Mm-hmm. And nowhere in it says to be submissive, not a doormat. And there's a difference between the two.
The Bible always also says submit one to another.
Right.
Exactly.
It don't just say wife submit to your husband. It says submit one to another. And I think a lot of times that's where a lot of confusion comes in at. Right. Because I'm like, if you really read the scripture and you really understand what the scripture is saying, it's saying we have to submit to one another.
Right.
We're submitting to God, but we also submit to one another.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if we're not doing that, and I'm the only person that's being mandated to submit.
Right. That's where the that anger might be comes.
Exactly. That's where you get. That's where you get
the rebellious.
That's where you get the frustration.
And it's like, that's when you say ninja. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you want me to do this, this, and that. But sometimes
you're not showing me, right?
Exactly. For, you know.
I think it's just, it comes back to telling me what to do and people not knowing the definition of submission, and they think submission is someone telling you what to do and you have to listen, and that's like a parent-child relationship.
Right.
But
exactly,
I believe that if you're with the right person and they have the leadership skills and you can trust them, you're going to trust their judgment, mm-hmm. and you're going to rely or even depend on what they say. Mm-hmm. But
or do you do it
blindly? My question is, do you do it blindly? Because
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so do you just don't have, like, no? Like, for me, it's hard to have no say.
Exactly.
That's really, really, really hard for me.
I love not having any say in something. So, I don't want anyone telling me what to do. I'm not a child or anything, but I don't want to have to make every decision. Every decision don't have to come by me. We won't have to, like, what kind of refrigerator should we get? I don't care. Like, I'm not picking it up, or if it's something that if it's just something that we're doing together, then I'm okay with doing it. But if you say, well, I like this one, and I say, I like that one, and if you really like that, okay, we can get this one. It's just not really me. I feel like from being in a family with a whole bunch of women and no men, like I said, there's a lot of strong women, and going through relationships, being with men, and I'm always seeming to be the person that's I'm like the man in a relationship.
You're the leader.
Yes.
You
know what? I'm kind of over that whole thing. Like, you make the decision.
Right. I was thinking about that. Tell me. I think when you was talking, I was thinking about that. And I think sometimes men get comfortable. And this goes back to picking your mate. If you want, like my uncle said in church on Sunday, or Sunday before last, if you want to, you asking God for a man, be specific. I want him this, 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 and that. Just don't say, give me a man.
Give me a piece of a man.
He give you a man, and that man wants you to make all, like you said, you don't want to make all the decisions. You got to make all the decisions.
That man ain't got a half a brain. That's a problem.
And then sometimes you see women that come from strong women background, they tend to marry people or be with people where they have to do this. You do this. Please go get a job. Please take out the garbage.
Oh, God,
it's their son. Yeah. But because they are strong black women, they're
okay with that.
They go do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Then you become like you're the mother to child.
The mother. The head. You everything. Because you gravitate to those type of guys. So used to being that one and making all the decisions. So you got to be careful with that. Like I always say, if it comes down to it, If I gotta work two jobs, you better have three or four of them. Because you are my head, and you are the head, and you are right. supposed to be the provider. I don't mind helping with no problem. But I'm not gonna be doing two jobs and you doing a part-time job.
Exactly.
Yeah, but for me, it never was like the job issue.
I'm just like,
yeah, but I get what you're saying.
But you're saying you had just got to a point where
even the
like,
emotional thing is like,
it's just too much.
Like, you're crying and I'm not. Or you you know, you know, it's just like drawing the line.
That's
where it's
a problem.
Like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you think
he
we should do?
Or, no, he need to detach himself.
He need to go to the bathroom and get that crying out. Don't cry in front of me. Not like that.
Like, now you show yourself to be weak. And now I can't trust you. Now I feel like I have to
take over.
I feel like I have to. I have to come to the rescue. You know, it's just
turn the man up. Man up. So like,
sometimes they won't man down. Sometimes they won't man up. They not satisfied, y'all. I'm just saying.
So I would accept the person as, you know, making the decision. Right. Again, it's a difference between being submissive and being controlled and being abused. It's a total difference.
It is. I think, too, you know, when you think about marriages, a lot of submission is respect. Mm-hmm. It's almost one in the same. Mm-hmm. Do you respect your husband enough to submit to him? Sometimes, you know, if you don't have that respect for a man, and a man can lose your respect real quick.
Yes.
By doing simple things, you just be like, really? you just did that for real? You know, I think for me, I respect my husband, so it's easy for me to submit to him. I don't always agree. Now, there's a big difference. Submitting don't That's always true. Mean I agree with what you do or what you say.
That's right. true.
But because I'm your wife and I respect you, and
it's just like having his back.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that's bottom line. That's what it boils down to. You know, do I respect you? Am I going to have your back? Although we're making a decision or you're making a decision, I still got to be that person to say, okay, like you said, have the ABC, DENF plan. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, let's try to figure this out. But I see so many relationships that women can't even think for themselves these days.
Right.
To me, that's disturbing. That is really disturbing that you can't make a decision. What do you want for dinner tonight? Do you have to call to ask every single night? Do you need what you need for dinner? I mean, come on. Do you not know what your man like to eat?
Right.
It's certain things that just irritate me. Like,
I ask a lot. Like, what do you want? You know, what do you want today? Because I'm a totally different eater. Like, I like fish and vegetables. Mm-hmm. You want meat and potatoes. Like, we're going to meet somewhere in the middle. So what's going to make you happy? Because I'm going to make this fish and potatoes and you're going to come home and just eat it. And then you're going to eat a bowl of cereal. Then I'm going to be offended because
you didn't eat the fish.
It wasn't enough on that plate.
You were full. Right.
But then with that, like, you know your man likes some meat and potatoes.
And you need to just go and get the meat and potatoes ready.
You need to put that roast on.
And you get your fish and do what you do with your fish, you know. It's just funny because, like I said, I see a lot of women do that. And to me being the woman I am, I'm like, make a decision for yourself. What kind of car you think I should get? What do you think I should do with this? What do you like this outfit? To me, I'm like, okay, that's a bit much. Can the man have to make every single decision?
Do you think that there is a line where they may feel like they need to consult him because I want to make sure you're happy?
Mm-hmm.
So like, okay, well, you know, I don't want to, I'm not going to just go home, you know, go to the hairdresser and get purple hair and you don't like purple.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you like me to wear my hair? Mm-hmm. Or, and I think it's a difference. I do get what you're saying, but like, it is a difference when it's like, I'm coming to you to ask you because I want to make sure you're happy. If I know you don't like short hair, why would I cut my hair?
Exactly.
Then that goes back to the respect. You don't respect me as your wife or, you know, him as your husband or whatever to say, okay, well, he don't like short hair, but I'm going to cut it and just keep cutting it short. Or he don't like weave. Well, I'm going to keep me a sew-in. It's like, are you deliberately being disrespectful because you don't want me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or that type of thing. Right. So you do got to be, I mean, some questions okay, but I do get you when it's just too much.
It can just be too much.
At some point, you got to say,
like, okay. And I laugh because, like, for instance, my car. when I decided I was going to buy me another car, I already made up my mind what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because, like I said, my husband is the manly man. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that, he for the life of him, he said, okay, well, I bought your last car. I'm going to let you pick your own car. But he could not do it. I mean, physically, he could not do it. It was killing him. Like, I pulled this up at work, and I was looking at this car, and I think you should look at it. I'm like, I thought you said you were going to let me do it. Mm-hmm. It was almost to the point where he got offended that I said I was going to purchase my own car. I was going to pick my own car. I was going to do this for myself because this is something I wanted, some type of involvement mm-hmm. in it. To the point where he picked out the car, called the dealership, and told me, come on, let's go out here. And set and took a day off. When my husband don't take off. Took a day off and set out there with me to make the decision on the car. And I'm like, no, I want the white one. No, I think you get the silver one. And I'm thinking like, didn't you just tell me you gonna let me do this on my own?
Only because you got your car before, you know. That's,
right.
Maybe that's...
He did.
That was his way of saying, you know, I'm your man.
That's it. All right. That's right. Right.
That for you. You know what I'm saying?
And for you to say you want, and then, you know, then men look at it, you know, she don't really know what she want in a car. I mean, I know what a car, what she need to look for in a car. So it's like, you gonna look for the pretty car.
It's funny that you said that because that's what he said. Mm-hmm. He said, well, I'm the expert in cars.
Exactly.
Okay, but this was my issue. What makes you an expert? You reading about cars? I read about cars too. You're not a car salesman.
But you know what? Them car salesmen, I'm telling you, for some reason, mm-hmm. they think when a woman come in there, mm-hmm. they don't know anything.
Oh, I know that.
They're not knowledgeable about anything.
Right.
So you,
like,
I would say,
over.
Take your husband with you because mm-hmm. you get a better deal.
Well, let me explain. Let me backtrack on that one because I did my homework before mm-hmm. I walked in the door.
Right.
So I knew what I wanted to buy. I knew how much I could afford. I knew what my credit score was. I knew what I was going to say yes or no to. Mm-hmm. So it was funny when I sat down with the salesman, I did all the talking. And I got a better deal than what my husband would have got because I'm a haggler and I'm a hustler on top of that. I will haggle you down to the last penny. And it's so funny because I think about that and I'm like, you know, and I almost felt bad about it when after I did it, I'm thinking, oh, I did kind of take over because, that.
Right.
I did kind of take over the conversation because he was
really,
talking.
Because he sent back.
And yeah, I was about to say, right.
He just wanted to make sure I had it. Right.
He's there with you. Right. He's right there like, okay.
Right.
So this. Now, the next time, he'll be a little bit more comfortable if you was going to
He's still
going
to go, though.
Yeah, he's going to go.
But he won't buck against you so much with looking up stuff. He's going to go, oh, well, what you want to do? Well, I'll go with you. Because he probably sitting there like, mm-hmm. she talked him down. My next car, I'm taking my baby with me.
And that's what he do. Because he know I'm the one that's like, uh-uh, no, you ain't going you gonna to give me that because I know what the value is of that
exactly.
one. No, I'm not taking that rate because I know what I can get.
Exactly.
I walk out and that's just me. I have the overpowering personality, but you know, I also know how to conduct business. And I think a lot of men don't think that women are able to mm-hmm, do that right. either. And that was something I think, you know, in the time that we've been married, I found out about my husband. I'm like, it almost offended me in a sense, like, do you not think I can take care of what I need to take care of? Because if I didn't have you, I would still have to maintain my lifestyle. I would still have to work. I would still have to buy my car. I would still have to buy food. I got to mm-hmm. buy clothes. I got to pay for my house. You know, so there's things I think sometimes men just feel like we as women are weaker. I know, and they say that we're the weaker vessel.
Right, but
I don't necessarily agree with that. That's just me. I don't necessarily agree with
that. But you know what? As you're talking, I'm thinking about, like what you said earlier, how your parents are totally different.
Right.
And like I
right.
said before, you brought your mother into the marriage. Mm-hmm. He brought his father. The both are
so
strong-minded
yeah.
and strong-headed right. out of what you learned. You was under your mother. You learned your mother took care of business.
That's right.
He watched mm-hmm. his father take care of business.
Right.
So getting married, he thinking, I'm the man.
I'm supposed to do this.
Like my
right.
daddy did. Mm-hmm. And you like, hey, hold up. My mama hollered her. I can hang him out. You know what I'm saying? So y'all, that's why
breaks.
Y'all be bumping heads like that. So.
Exactly.
Alpha male, alpha female.
It ain't easy. That's a hard relationship to be in. I'm telling you, it's a hard relationship to be in.
Oh,
but it's
gosh.
Worth it in the long run.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Okay, well, now that we got past that, let's just move right on to another one. So, thoughts. Can married men or married women hang out with a single friends? Don't laugh, Steph.
They can do whatever they want. I was just,
are they gonna get back in the house is the question.
Well, is it appropriate?
Right.
I prefer, my preference is that you can to a certain level or
extent.
Yeah, I mean, but I think if you marry, majority of your friends should be married. Mm-hmm. And if you single, majority of your friends should be single. Or well, if you single, you need some married friends. But if you married, majority of your friends should be married. Only because that single life will get you caught up. So
you want to say that one more time?
That single life will get you caught up. So you know, for me. Mm-hmm. I just think that majority, like I have friends that's not married. Mm-hmm. We go out to dinner, you know, but I ain't about to be kicking it like, you know.
Right, you in the club with them and
we're not finna kick it like that. All that, right. You know what I'm saying? Because I got responsibility at home.
Right. Y'all don't have anything in common.
Right.
I mean, and then, on that end, you don't have anything
in because common. They don't understand. Right. You say, oh,
I gotta go home. My husband.
Hey, you know, she tripping. She changed.
You always, you always worried about him. You act like he control you. There
right,
we go.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So, in that aspect, you should have majority of your friends should be married, I think.
I agree.
Because they're not going to understand your life. Now, right. You can tell them about their life because you've been single. You've been, it's a transitioning to marry.
That's true.
But they ain't never been married. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me?
But they got the most advice for you.
They ain't got nothing for me. They ain't got nothing for me.
They got the most advice.
We didn't say correct advice. We said the most advice.
They don't got nothing for me.
Right, right.
Like, girl, I would just leave him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, so we both can be like, alone.
So we, right, exactly.
Then you can hang out.
Right, so we both can be single, exactly.
Because the pickings that's left out here.
See, that's, I was just like, you know, I don't think I could go back on the dating scene. But something happened to my husband. I can't date what's out there now. Like, it's not possible. So me and him had that conversation and he was like, I could see you dating. I'm like, no. He like, so could nobody take you to dinner? I mean, yeah, they could take me to dinner.
Right. And they be paying.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd have a friend.
Right.
Exactly.
I would just make it would be a friendship.
Exactly.
It would not be a
but
relationship.
Today, mm-mm.
No. You can't even have friends with these men. Mm-mm. Because now it's no such thing as dating or even friendship. Like, they meet you, they like, what's up with you? Mm-hmm. Like, can I come over?
They how try, about, can I move
they
in?
Trying, they yeah. trying to get in. Like,
and your last
I don't even is. Know you.
Like, who is your mom? And you want right. to move in? And
it's a different, I mean.
And they like, come on.
And they trying to get in. It's like, come on. You don't know me. From, I could be
all.
A dude for all you know. You trying then to get
in. In these days.
There's a lot of them out there, I'm telling you.
I mean, you flip through Facebook and stuff. I'd be like, is that, that does look like a woman. He actually look kind of nice. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really don't know. That's why I say it's too much going on now.
You have to ask people to see their baby pictures. Like, let me see your baby picture. No, but I seriously was thinking about you driving to work the other day.
Your birth certificate. It's even male or female. You was born or what?
Right.
Like, why you got on that blue jumpsuit?
Right.
Are you wearing pink in your...
Right.
Was that a hair bow?
No, that ain't... So what you saying? You was thinking.
Yeah, I was because I was thinking about how this generation and this next generation is going to have it so hard because all of this transgender and that's what I thought. I'm like, you're going to actually have to ask someone to see their baby
pictures.
You're going
to have to get that background.
Find out, you know, who you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way the government and the media is making it, like, it's inappropriate to ask. And if they want to be called a lady or if they want to be called a man, but God didn't make you that way. So I'm going to call you what you are and let me have the option.
Right.
You know, everyone's going to do whatever they want to do. Let me have the option.
Right.
It's open-minded people out here that's going to date you. But if I don't want to, give me that option.
It's just amazing. Talk about that. It's just amazing to me how with the whole transgender and lesbian and homosexual, all of that that's going on, it's not okay for us to have an opinion about it.
Right.
But it's okay. Like, you have to you know, agree with them.
Accept it. They want you, have to accept it.
And then it's like pushing it on you.
And it's like, but if I don't want to, just like you say, it's a free country and whatever. You're absolutely right. So I have the right to not agree with what you're doing. I can still love you, but I have the right to not agree and to not participate in what you're doing. No, I don't have to accept it. Just like you feel like I have to. No, I don't. It's supposed to be equal both ways. It's just amazing it's to me that it's not. No.
Right. Because they'll say you're judging them. And it's not even a judgment. You're asking me a question. Do I believe it's right? No. I mean, it's the end of the discussion. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. I'm not Jesus. I'm not, you know, I'm not, I can't do anything. But you're asking me if I believe it. No, I don't. And you're right. As soon as you say that, they're all over you. And now people retract their statements.
I mean, you know, yeah, but that's been way before all of this even came out. Who was it? The basketball, Kobe Bryant, when he made the comment, he said fag or something like that during the game, and it was like afterwards, and he didn't have a mic or whatever, but of course he said it, I think, to the referee or something, but he had to go back, apologize, and then become an advocate for the community.
Well, you know, he didn't have to. He chose to for the money, and that's just people selling themselves out for money. I was offended when RG3, I don't know if anyone's seen it, he did a press conference, and his t-shirt said something like, "No Jesus, no peace, no Jesus." You know, made him turn the t-shirt inside out, and he did it. I've been like, well, I'm not doing this press conference. Mm-hmm. This doesn't even make sense to me, because that's his,
that's religion, his belief,
right? Religious freedom, all of this freedom we supposed to have. But that's the thing, that we don't have.
It's becoming now where if you live for God or you believe in that, you better not say nothing. And they, you know, society have made it like that where it's okay. You better agree with what we have to say or what we're doing, or we're going to come at you and just tear you down. It's like they're trying to take over everything.
Well, they are taking over.
It's like, yeah, they're running everything. The what is it? The
LGBT.
Yeah, they're, I mean, it's like, if you dare
I don't even say
the
initials.
Man, you got to know who you dealing with.
It's crazy. I was just reading on Facebook about the lady, I think she in Kentucky. I had to, because I've been seeing her. I'm like, what is that?
I saw that too. Yeah, she won't sign the marriage certificate.
She refused.
Elected into that position, so they can't fire her. They could vote her out. They can retract her. But she is standing on her face.
She said she put her in jail today.
I know. Because
But the thing is with that is, now her people in her office, they can go ahead and process the marriage certificate, but her signature is not on there.
It's not on there. Mm-hmm. Right.
So now they saying would their marriage be valid because her signature is not on there. Mm. And she says she's not. And they brought up, she's been married 4 times and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. She like, I don't care about me, but this is what I believe. Right. So I'm not going to do it.
Okay, she's from Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee?
Yeah, but, you know.
Was it? That was Tennessee. Well, it's someone in Kentucky that went
to. I'm about to say, I thought I read something for Kentucky.
It is.
Because when I read it, I was kind of confused. That's why I said I had to read the article, because I remember seeing something from Kentucky because I thought it was talking about KFC. I'm like, why is she going?
Kentucky clerk.
She
chose jail over deal on same 6 years.
I thought it was something. Yeah. I'm like, what's she doing? I'm like, what did she do? That's why I'm like, they keep talking about Kentucky and this lady ain't going to jail. And I'm like, well, what's she do at KFC? So I read the article and I'm like, oh, dummy. You know?
Yeah, it's been on the news all week.
Yeah, they've really been talking about it a lot.
On the news all week. That's been like the topic all week long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they just want to silence. And my thing is, as Christians, we don't even see it if some people are so blind to it, it's kind of annoying to me. and they don't want you to say anything. It's just like, be quiet. Like, if you can believe in what you want to believe in, but believe in it over here to yourself
and let
everything. And it's not just about, they make it seem like it's just about same-sex marriage, but it's just about everything. It's about people thinking sex is just so open and free, and you know, be with anybody you want at any time. It's
especially when you're in jail, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. When you think your marriage is a jail.
Yeah. Oh, right. Because well, you see how they're catering every show to having some type of an affair, and it glamorizes it. And I had to check myself when I was watching Power, and and Kanan killed somebody, and I was thinking like, see, he ain't even think about it. That's a man. And then I thought like, God, that's how people really know. I have the Holy Ghost. I know that that's wrong. Right. Like, I had to check myself. But in real life, our teenagers and young adults and stuff, they're looking at it like, I want to be like him, and they going out doing the same things, you know, just trying to prove themselves, and they be the kingpin, or they be like, it's some sort of game,
right?
But I don't know.
And like you said, back to our question, like when they going out with single friends,
right?
What are you putting yourself?
Right, they single friends because we told them that their marriage is a jail, you know, right. And they want to pass, you know, get you a pass for the night so we can hang,
right?
But
right.
It's funny, like. I don't know. I'm a back up off for that.
Why not? Go,
well, if you think your marriage is the jail, then
you shouldn't be married.
You need to go ahead and get a release.
You're making two people miserable.
Be done and call it a day.
Because marriage should not be.
Because there's always somebody else.
It's like, you know what? It's like Euclid. Like in Euclid, the judge in Euclid at the court. Now she'll tell you to come to jail on the weekends. Like, you know, if you're working, she'll say, okay. Well, for the next 4 weekends, at Friday at 3:00, you turn yourself in, and they release you Monday morning. Okay.
Wow.
So I'm just thinking of like, if your marriage is like a jail, so on the week you in jail Monday through Friday, and on the weekend you want to get released, and then
so you got work release.
Exactly. And then you turn yourself back in on Monday morning. To your marriage, I'm not understanding.
But when you say jail, that's you're confined, and in marriage, it's not supposed to be where you feel like you're confined, because you're supposed to want to be
in the marriage.
This you relationship.
Made the decision. You made. The
I mean,
decision.
When you go to jail, that's by force. Okay, you're pulled over, you're stopped, you're slammed on a car, your hands tied behind your back, you're booked.
So can we change the topic to your marriage being in jail? Because I would love to talk about that.
We're gonna have to hold that one.
Oh, I want to talk about that so bad.
We're gonna have to hold that one to the next show.
Okay,
because we didn't hit that mark where it's time for those last comments. But that's gonna be top of the list, because I think that one right there is that one boiling in my spirit. I think
we should be in line with the Band of Brothers. What they talk about, I feel like we should have a part.
I was just thinking,
our
like,
show does follow them.
I was just thinking, like, when we was talking about Sierra said she wouldn't remarry again. And I feel that same way, too, because the pickings is so slim.
I do, too.
You know what I'm saying? But if you listen to the guys, it's more like, I want thick and that. I want a free pass and all this nonsense. So it
nonsense,
was making,
yeah.
Nonsense. Yeah. It's making me think that women look at their marriage as something that's like
sacred.
And it's a substance. Mm-hmm. It's something that you want and you want to work at.
Exactly.
And it seems like men look at it as a piece of meat. Like, I'm going to get this, I'm going to hit that.
It's half-hearted. You feel like it's half-heartedly. When you use terms like jail, or you're saying that, you know, you got to look at thickogram or what all that other stuff they be talking about.
Girl.
I think that, you know, at some point, you got to kind of figure out what's wrong with this picture.
And why is it like that? If I feel like I'm in jail, me personally, if I got a problem with my husband, I'm going to tell him.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell him, like, listen, I got a problem with this, this, and that.
Exactly.
I'm feeling a little irritated, and this is why.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think I'm ever going to feel like I'm confined in jail, because I got free speech. And in jail, you ain't got no free speech.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if your marriage is feeling like you in jail, you need to find out, you know, why is that? Why are you confined?
I can make you feel like you in jail. them three square meals, hey. You get a bologna sandwich for dinner if you like. I'm just saying.
And a brown piece of broccoli. Right.
Brown? Oh, God. All right, ladies. Well, we're going to have to hold that one to the next show because I think that topic, and I think that's a good idea. We need to get online with the Band of Brothers and figure it out.
Because they talk about sex, so.
They always have an opinion about everything. So I think we should be able to say our opinions too. They want to talk about sex. Let's talk about how we feel about stuff.
All right.
That's a good idea.
We got it going. All right. Well, we're going to call it quits for now, but we will be back. Hit us up at cscradio.caster.fm, cultureshockentertainment.com. This is The Inner Circle. Check us out on Thursdays at 9 p.m. And we're out.
Peace.